If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just 4 blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day that your name be glorified, that we may know you, love you, and serve you in this now middle of the penultimate week of ordinary time. Let us be filled with your Spirit, and let us be open to all you are calling us to do. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, among other things, today actually is the memorial of Saint Cecilia. She's actually one of the names mentioned in what is known as the Canon of the Mass, which is also known as Eucharistic Prayer 1. You know that canon of the Mass where you hear when the priest says it, Linus, Cletus, Clemens, Sixtus? Yeah, uh-huh. That's the one. Among those is Cecilia. So Cecilia is the patron saint of music. Now, I don't know if this was planned this way or not, but here in Boston, we have St. Cecilia's Parish, also known as the University Parish, because it's not too far from Northeastern. It's obviously not too far from the Museum of Fine Arts, which has the School of the Museum of Fine Arts, not too far from the Mass College of Art, and all these colleges in the area. And there is the University Parish, which is St. Cecilia's, run by the pastor, Father John Uni, who's a great guy, really great guy. And so that's over at St. Cecilia's. Well, what surrounds St. Cecilia Parish? Berklee College of Music. So, it's exactly what it is. It's a college of music, very well known. You know, interestingly enough, I went on this jazz cruise, and I've been on two of them, and they're a wonderful thing. Look up jazz cruises. And what it is a cruise. It's wonderful. It's like, oh, it's just wonderful. But anyway, this is not a paid endorsement, by the way. It just happened to be one on the cruise. And so you're on the ship, and you go from bow to stern, and you listen to jazz. All it's like going through a whole series of jazz clubs all the way. It's just absolutely wonderful if you love jazz, which obviously I do. And it's wonderful. But I remember being there. I don't know how many times Berklee College of Music was mentioned. Boston and Berklee College of Music, many times. So anyway, that surrounds St. Cecilia's Parish. And St. Cecilia is the patroness of music in the Catholic Church. I don't know if there is a connection there or it just happened that way. But anyway, very interesting, St. Cecilia's. I should maybe talk to Father John Uni and see how did that parish get known for St. Cecilia. So anyway, that is in the center of the parish in the back bay. And today we focus on the memorial of St. Cecilia, but we're also continuing the reading from 2 Maccabees. Now, remember what I said to you yesterday. This is a real problem in our country and in our world. Experts who do not have the context in which of the people to whom they're speaking. You know, I've been saying this for decades, and that is that experts, you know, you can have someone who's 26 years old who has a doctorate degree in child psychology, and the media will pick up, well, now here is Dr. So-and-so who is 20, you know, they won't tell you how old he is, who has a doctorate degree in such and such university, you know, from such and such university. And he's going to know more, supposedly, according to whatever program we're talking about, than a woman who is a grandmother, or even her husband, who is a grandfather of, we'll say, 25 grandchildren, and therefore raised 10 children. And so this doctorate knows more at 26 years old than this 65-year-old couple, grandparent and grandfather and grandmother. I don't think so. But that's the way our culture is set up. And this is one of the issues that's important because, as I said, we go back to the concept of COVID. COVID was a great lesson for us. And remember what I said? I said, you know, you're not going to fight this battle, so follow along what the government says and do that as an act of worship for the Lord, because you're not going to fight the battle. Now, this wasn't a life, well, it was a life or death thing in, you know, understanding what was being taught. But this wasn't a heaven or hell thing. It was, we're not going to fight the battle, so let's understand how we can work with this. And that's an important message because ultimately, in patience, you see the lesson comes out. Oh, well, this didn't work. Well, why didn't this work? I'm going to tell you right now, because the doctors didn't talk to anthropologists and sociologists, because they would have turned around and said, it's not going to work. But anyway, you're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
We're back, and we're talking about this powerful message that we're seeing in Maccabees. So what we see today is a mother and her seven sons, and all of them decide they're not going to eat pork. Remember how simple this is. All you have to do is eat pork and everything will be fine. Yes, but the Lord tells us not to eat pork, therefore everything won't be fine, and therefore we refuse to follow that law, and we're going to refuse to eat pork. And it came into this battle. If you don't eat the pork, we'll torture you to death. Well, then torture us to death because we're not going to eat pork. And so this is a powerful message that you see. And again, where does this come from? The king decides this is what we will do. And I can decide this because I am king. Well, again, if you're not in touch with your people, it's not going to work. And this is an important lesson that so many people can understand. Now, I am literally a mile. I think it's exactly a mile from Harvard University. And I don't know if anyone from Harvard is listening to this. And if you are, you can call our line, say, hi, I'm listening to this. But you know, to all you people at Harvard, you have to understand something that the Pope teaches. He wants us to be with the people. And one of the reasons why you want to be with the people is exactly the principle that you see here and exactly the principle that you see in COVID. I'm going to be really straightforward with this, and I'm not necessarily talking to people at Harvard, but I'm talking in general. During COVID, it came out that there were people that were attending, these schools that cost $52,000 a year, okay, in Manhattan. And some of the parents didn't like that the school was teaching critical race theory. I don't know exactly what's taught. And I was kind of shocked by that. Not so much that they didn't like the critical race theory. I'm like, they're paying $52,000 to go to school in Manhattan, and they're upset that they might learn critical race theory where they could go to free, they can go to school for free in Harlem and learn, in reality, critical race theory every day. Do you see that difference? And here's the thing. You go to a school like that, you go to high school like that, then you go to a college like that, you have this great education, but you've never been with the people. And therefore, this is what the Pope talks about how we have to have the smell of the sheep. In other words, we're supposed to be with our people. And this is one of the differences with this podcast, by the way, because I'm not coming from some university and I'm not coming from some university environment. I'm actually here in the parish. I have to deal with parish issues every day. And therefore, I know what that's like and I know what people are dealing with. And therefore, the pontificating, which is an ironic word to use at that time, that we see in Maccabees and we saw during COVID is caused not so much by bad people. It's not caused by bad people at all. It's caused by people who have good intention, but aren't in touch with the people, which goes back to my explanation of the experts are well-educated, but they're not in touch with the people, which at the very least, I have no idea what kind of people are at the CDC besides doctors, but I certainly hope they have people who don't have any medical training whatsoever, but are sociologists and anthropologists who would know who to speak with and who take, which I'm sure many of them do, the metro to work every day. So do you understand that? And that same principle that we saw during COVID is what's playing itself in Maccabees today. It's the same principle. Someone saying, this will work without being in touch with the people. Because if they were in touch with the people, they'd talk to all these different people and they'd be in touch with the people. And people would say, the Jews aren't going to follow that. Well, how do you know? We know the Jews. The Jews aren't going to follow that. And that's exactly what you see in Maccabees. But the king, being so far from the people, wasn't able to understand this dynamic when he gave the order. And everyone had to follow the order. So this is the result that you see in today's reading. We'll be back tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com. And you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.